The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Your school bus is going to be here, and you won't be ready. Now, come on, Hilton, won't you?
I don't think she should be rushed through a breakfast like that. Certainly isn't good for her. She should sit down leisurely and...
There's nothing I like better than a leisurely breakfast, but no matter what time we get up around here, we're always rushing around frantically. Now, drink your orange juice, Betsy.
Hey, thank you, Aunt Mommy.
Oh, yeah. Fish the seeds out. Oh, the toast is up. Would you butter that slice for me, dear?
I don't want that one. It's burned.
Oh, it's not burned at
all. It's just a little bit dark, not burned at all.
I want a different one.
Here, take mine.
Is it warm?
Yes, it's warm. I just buttered it. And here's your scrambled egg.
I don't want any scrambled eggs.
Well, what is all... Now, look, you just eat your eggs, young lady.
I don't like scrambled eggs. They're icky.
They are not icky. They're very good. And you're not to make comments like that on the food that your mommy serves you.
Now, let's not have a crisis this morning, please. Come on now, here. Eat. Here's your toast.
Cut the crust off, please.
Now, why does she have to have the crust cut off?
Because she doesn't like them.
Now, look, those crusts are good for her. They strengthen her teeth, for one thing.
Well, dear, she doesn't eat much anyway, and as I've said before, I'm so glad to get anything down. And yes, here's some bacon, too, Betsy.
I just want the crispy part.
All right, here you
now
are.
Now, look, this is nonsense. This is absolute nonsense. That child is being
dear,
spoiled.
Dear, please, now, let's not have a fuss before she goes to school. She'll get all upset.
That is always your excuse. She'll be upset. I don't believe in pampering and giving in to every little idiotic whim about her food.
Well, in principle, I agree with you. But I want her to eat something, anyhow. Let's discuss it later, huh?
I think it's time we had some rules about table manners. Rules that we write down on paper and follow. Put your napkin on your lap.
Then stay on.
She doesn't have any lap, dear. Here, tuck it in your belt.
Take your elbows off the table. But don't you want to have nice manners when you go out? We want to be proud to take your places, darling. Now, look, I'm going to get paper and pencil and write
look,
down...
Look, dear, you have to get to work, too.
This is important. I'm going to get some paper and pencil, and we're going to write down definite rules about eating and table manners.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. Heart disease is one of America's most formidable enemies, an enemy that has respect neither for persons nor their prominence. Today, send your support to Heart, care of your local post office, or to your local Heart Association.
Come on now, eat your scrambled egg to surprise Dad.
There is a pencil. I have looked everywhere. Why can't we keep a single pencil in this house in a certain spot?
There is one right here in the kitchen.
Where?
Why do we do this now, dear? The school bus will be here. She will be all upset.
Now look, we're going to write down certain rules for table manners around here. And you pay attention, young lady. You hear your daddy?
Yes, so you're getting me all upset.
Said you see? She heard you say that.
Well, now, dear, I wanted to eat something before she goes to school.
Now, you listen to Daddy. Daddy doesn't mean to be cross, but there are certain things, and everybody has got to learn them. Now, all nice little girls and boys, if they want to grow up to be nice people and have nice manners, have got to learn these things. And when food is put in front of you at the table, you don't say, I don't like it, or it's icky, or you don't say, what's this stuff? You eat it and you say, thank you, it was very good.
When we had bread pudding last night, Daddy, he said, I hate bread pudding.
Well, Daddy doesn't remember saying that, but...
You did, Daddy, didn't you, Mommy?
Daddy never has liked bread pudding, but sometimes Mommy runs out of ideas for dessert, so I fixed it. Now, I guess Mommy really shouldn't have fixed it since I knew Daddy didn't like it. But Daddy ate it anyhow,
you see?
Then if I don't like scrambled eggs, you don't have to fix them for me.
Well, but that is not what we're discussing. Now,
is it all right to say you don't like something, even if you eat it?
No, it is not. And Daddy was wrong, and Daddy will never do it again. Now, we'll make that rule number one, see? We will not say we do not like the food. We will eat it.
It sounds like I never cook you anything nice.
Oh, now, if you know perfectly well what
now,
I mean.
Betsy, now, please eat your eggs here. Mommy didn't give you very much. I bet you can't finish them by the time Mommy counts to 50.
Uh-huh, I can too.
Well, let's try. Here, now, come on, one bite. Come on, here. One, two,
rule
three,
number two. Four, Betsy is to eat her food without bribing her or without games being played to make her eat it.
Eight, nine. See, you don't always understand, dear, so.
Yeah.
11. 12. Oh, my goodness, look how these eggs are disappearing.
No, when I was a kid, by golly, I had to eat everything on my plate or I couldn't leave the table until it was gone.
13, turns 14. I'll bet she's going to beat her mommy. Oh, another bite? Look at that, Daddy. 15?
Look, I don't approve 15, of all that. I really don't.
17? Well, let's discuss it later, shall we? Would you approve it now, please, so we can get something down her before she goes to school?
Help, Mommy.
Oh, what's that, kid? 17? 18? Look at these eggs disappear, Daddy.
Yeah, all right. Fine, okay. But this is the last time now, I'm telling you. In rule number 3, she is going to eat the crust of her bread. Rule number 4, elbows off the table. Elbows. Rule number 5, in the future, she is not going to have ketchup on everything.
Oh, they all do. This is the age. I've talked to the other mothers now.
Look, no matter what she has for dinner, she yells for the ketchup, and she eats more of that than she does of the food. Last night, she had ketchup even on candied sweet potatoes. I tell you, it made me a little ill.
Not drink enough, dear.
Now, pickles. She's got pickles for everything.
Oh, yeah, the scrambled eggs are almost gone. Is that wonderful? Not drink enough.
Go on, drink your milk.
Now, come on, please. For Mommy.
No reason why eating should be such a problem with
a child. Oh, it is. Our child isn't the only one. You go to the PTA meetings once in a while, and they have these panel discussions.
I would like to go, as a matter of fact, but I'm very busy. I just don't have the time.
Well, you got a letter last week asking you to be chairman of some groups, and Betsy's in school. I should think you'd take more of an interest here.
Listen, I would like to be chairman of whatever it is. It's just that I'm a busy man, and I haven't
got
time.
You're like a lot of other parents who want the best education for your child, but you want other people to do the work and the worrying and the planning.
I would be very happy to participate in the PTA if I can, and I'll let them know if I can find time.
Oh, well, fine, then. Come on, Betsy, just sit down.
No, please, Mommy.
Come on to Mommy, darling.
Well, put something in it, then.
Well, Mommy doesn't have time to make chocolate enough this morning. The bus is going to be here.
Can I have a peppermint straw?
No, you cannot have a peppermint straw. Now, just drink your milk.
Oh, let it go. Let it go. I don't really believe in forcing them. Just up to a certain point, dear, and beyond that.
She is going to drink her milk.
It tastes funny.
No, it does not taste funny. It's perfectly good milk.
I won't drink it. I hate milk.
You will drink that glass of milk, young lady.
Oh, let it go. Some children are like this, dear. Esther Ford says Clara's the same way. She goes through this all the time. But Dream Cunningham says she never has any trouble. Her children just love milk. They drink quarts of it constantly.
Well, by God, she's going to drink her milk before she goes to school.
I'm not. It tastes funny.
Here, come on.
I won't drink it.
Take your hand away from your mouth. Here, it does not taste funny. You always say that. We are going to sit right here until you drink this milk. If we have to sit here all day.
There's a school bus, dear.
Drink it.
I won't.
Here, drink this milk.
No, I won't. It tastes funny.
Daddy,
won't it,
Dad? You will drink this milk.
I won't.
Honestly, the poor little thing.
Yeah, she drank it, didn't she?
Did you hand me that clean dish towel?
Yeah. Now, I got to get to work. Now, look, I know you think it was mean of me, but she has got to learn. Look, you get into her. She knows she can get away with things. A child really wants to be disciplined. At least she knows where she stands.
Well, I know all that, and I know you meant well, but to have that hysterical scene before she went to school, you know, I wonder if that milk did taste funny.
No. Don't you understand?
Here's the quart. I took it out of. My goodness, I just... Oh, it's the sour milk I got for my cake.
What?
It's sour milk. You made her drink sour milk. Well, you forced her to drink sour milk.
Oh, cheesecake, I didn't know it was... Oh, my gosh.
Oh, please. You get it. My hands are all wet. That poor baby.
Well, look, you poured the milk. Didn't you look at the label?
No, I didn't look at it. The top's wrong and like practically anything.
Hello. Yes. Yes.
What is it?
She brought?
What is it?
Yes. Oh, yes, of course. I'll be right over, thank you. It was Miss Banks, principal at the school. Betsy is sick.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. Do people judge you by the company you keep? Let Arthur Godfrey and Jack Slattery keep you company and you'll be judged a jolly good fellow indeed. Twice a day on CBS Radio, Arthur Godfrey comes your way with an invitation to fun. The songs, the jokes, and whatever mischief happens to be underway at any given moment on Arthur Godfrey Time, or our Ford Roadshow starring Arthur Godfrey, are all guaranteed to give your spirits a lift. You'll find good companions waiting for you on CBS Radio's House Party, too. Jack Slattery, substituting for Art Linkletter, makes sure of that. His guest list is always filled with friendly people you'll want to meet. They all have interesting things to tell you about themselves. They all come to House Party to have a good time. Be the life of the party every Monday through Friday. Get in on the goings-on on CBS Radio's House Party. You couldn't be more welcome anywhere.
Come in.
Oh, hello, Miss Banks. I'm Bessie's father. How is she?
She seems much better now. I don't think it's anything to worry about. There had been something she ate that didn't quite agree with her. I'm sure it's nothing emotional. Bessie's such a well-adjusted child.
Bessie is?
Oh, my, yes. Mrs. Gleason, her teacher, tells me she's one of the brightest of our first-grade pupils. And she's certainly well-behaved and has lovely manners.
Bessie has lovely manners? Well, I hate to say this, but in all fairness, you should see her at home sometimes. The truth is...
Well, we can't always be judged entirely by the way we are at home, can we? Even when we're adults.
No, I guess not. But, you see, she's so fussy about her food and...
But you and I have our likes and dislikes and little peculiarities, don't we?
Well, yes, that's true. But you see, her table manners, for example...
Bessie's table manners are excellent. I've seen it. She has her hot lunches here. Well, in fact, Bessie's table has consistently won the good manners flag. She set quite an example for the other children.
Look, are you sure you're talking about the same child?
Oh, yes. Here she is now. Hello, Bessie. Well, did the nurse take good care of you?
Yes, thank you, Miss Banks.
How are you feeling now?
I feel better. Thank you, Miss Banks.
Well, hello, sweetie.
Hello, Daddy.
Well, thank you, Miss Banks. It was nice to talk to you. Come on, honey.
Goodbye, Frank.
Goodbye, dear.
Here, let me button up your coat, dear. Stand still now.
Daddy, the milk did taste funny.
Yes, darling, I know, and Daddy feels terrible.
Oh, did you drink it too?
No, darling, I just meant... Well, never mind. Miss Banks was telling you what lovely manners you have in school. Don't you think you ought to use them at home?
At home? Am I supposed to use them at home, Chuck?
Why, certainly. Why not?
You said I was supposed to learn them and then use them when I go out.
No, darling. Well, I guess your daddy's got a few things to learn, too, about bringing up children. I'm sorry, darling.
Don't worry, Daddy. You can practice on me.
All right, honey, come on. I'll practice on you. Come on, darling.
Oh, I was hoping I could catch you. I forgot to ask you about the letter we sent you. The PTA committee board asking you to be chairman of the activities group.
Oh, yes. Of course, that's PTA. Well, I've been meaning to come to those PTA meetings, Miss Banks. I've been so busy, you know.
Hey, Daddy, you said you'd like to be a chairman.
Well, yes, of course, Donald, but you go out and get in the car. You see, actually, I...
Oh, thank you. You make a wonderful chairman. Now, the group meets every other Tuesday, and you have charge of entertainment and the spring picnic.
Look, Miss Banks, I'm afraid I...
Your wife called and said I should be sure to ask you. Oh, she's a wonderful woman. She's been such a help on her committee. She thinks of everything.
Oh, yes, there's no question about that. She thinks of everything.
Now, this will take a lot of your time. But I wish more parents were like you, so willing and eager.
Yes, Miss Banks. Well, thank you. The
Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce, with Francie Myers as Bessie, Helen Carew as Miss Banks, and it is produced by Walter Hart. This is Stuart Metz, inviting you to listen tomorrow to The Couple Next Door. ¶¶